we really wanted to get back on track, and you know, fair play to the players, they got a little bit of pride back, and more importantly the 3 points, which just pushes up the table a little bit more.
I'm sure the players already have a level of belief, but when you beat a team like Queen's Park Rangers, it must just add to that you can go and beat the best teams in the division.
It doesn't. They're all buzzing this morning in training and looking forward to the game tomorrow night. You know, we can't get too carried away because Birmingham and then Bolton have got two really tough away games coming up. But for sure, the same level of commitment, the same discipline without the ball, the same sort of know-how when to press and when not to press, will be hard to beat.
It's a very congested middle in the Championship right now. We're getting towards December. I suppose you can actually look at a league table now and take some value out of it. But there's the possibility of sort of moving up and down quite quickly with a lot of games coming up, isn't there?
It does, and that's what happens. You know, one win can shoot you right up there. If you get a defeat and other teams win around you, you're straight back down there again, you know. So I think we've got to strive to be a little bit more consistent than what we have been in the performances and especially in the results.
I was going to ask you about consistency because you've had a couple of nights where you've come out afterwards and you've gone, oh, we just weren't good enough tonight. But then you get results like this against Queen's Park Rangers. Is there a happy medium somewhere maybe?
I hope so. And I'm glad to know it's not just me. You know, every manager I speak to, they all talk about getting results on a consistent basis, getting performances on a consistent basis as well. And that's what we've got to do. But the one thing we can do now is go down to Birmingham with a lot of belief and knowing that we've picked up the 3 points at the weekend and go and relax and try and get another result.
It is such a competitive division again, isn't it?
It is. It's a crazy league. You know, you look at, include our result in it on Saturday, you know, Yeovil going to Watford and winning 3-0. There's results like that every week. And what we've got to try and do is just put a little bit of an even keel on it and pick up results, important results, when we have to.
I suppose it's also because of that sort of, you don't know what's going to happen next factor to it. Players really want to play in this league. You know, yourself, you'll want to manage in this level. It's exciting, isn't it?
It's fantastic. And every game you're playing against a big club, you know, you're going to big stadiums and big crowds, and you should strive to you want that to happen, you know, and that's what being in football is all about. You know, a lot of the lads here were in League One last season. A lot of the players weren't playing last year, you know, and they've got a fantastic opportunity, and we're getting there slowly but surely.
And there's a lot of pressure on all the clubs as well, isn't there? I mean, we've seen that this weekend. A couple of teams in this region have sacked their managers. Another one's gone today at Wigan as well. So much pressure on all the clubs to perform at this level.
There is, and you have to perform, you know, but like myself and a lot of managers, it's the pressure you put on yourself to succeed, you know, working hard every day, going out and watching games, making sure that your knowledge gets better all the time of the division and the teams and players, and just striving to do your best, you know. And if you work as hard as you can, you've always got a chance, and that's one thing that we're really into the players, and they've seen that themselves with the performance on Saturday.
And a more general point, is expectation growing across football, across the board, you know, every single football club these days? Has it changed quite a lot since maybe when you were a player?
I think it has, and you know, I'm very lucky that the people I work for here are fantastic football people first and foremost, but they're realistic as well, you know. And I think a bit of realism went out the game over the last few years, you know. Well, it's not for me to comment on other clubs or other managers or anything else, but 16, 17 games into a season, I think it's a little bit early to make that sort of decision, you know. And I'm sure the people at the clubs that have just sacked their managers and sometimes need to have a step back and look at where they want to go, what their aims were at the start of the season, because there's still a long way to go.
It's a tough job, isn't it?
It's a great job. I love it. And it's what it's all about, you know. I keep saying it. I was a lucky boy to have the career I had and to play for as long as I had and to go straight into management. You know, you can never get away from that and never forget where you came from and never forget how lucky you are.
And just, you know, one final point on this. I mean, is it fair that, you know, we as the media, you know, supporters as well, will do this, and in some cases chairman, always look at the manager and sort of say he's the one to blame?
Nah, I think it is fair. You know, we're the ones that we manage the football club, not just the team. We manage the players, we put the players out there, we train them. I do think sometimes players have got to stand up and be counted a little bit more, but that's why we're in the job, you know. Yeah, me personally, I love any sort of pressure that's put on me, because it means you've got to prove a point.
What about the injury situation here? Is it any clearer? Is there a bit more clarity for you this week? You had a few players who you were hoping, I think, fingers crossed, that they might come back sooner rather than later.
I wish they were a bit closer. You know, we've seen Brownie out doing a bit of running today. You know, he's probably the one that'll be back sooner rather than later, but it's hard to put a time frame on that with his ankle. Harry Forrester's hopefully going to play some part in the reserves down at Leicester on Wednesday, which is a massive boost for him and us. And the rest are still longer term. But the boys showed me on Saturday that if they keep performing like that, well, you always miss injured players when you get beat. You don't seem to miss them as much when you pick up victories. And the boys that are in the team now know that they're coming back and they know that they have to perform.
Can it bring a group together, surprisingly, when you've got a few players out, the squad gets smaller because of that? Does it make them closer, the ones that are fit?
It doesn't look, the lads are really, really close in it anyway. You know, there's a great togetherness about them. And the injured lads on Saturday in the changing room before, during and, you know, after the game. And the subs are striving for the ones who are playing to do well. And you need that, you know, you need competition for places, but you need the group to be really together. And a lot of our performances this season have showed that, I think.
Rhys Wibara went for a scan, didn't he? Sort of, what's his situation?
Rhys is going to probably be out for about 5 weeks. You know, he's had a stress reaction to the injury in his foot that he's been playing with, and thankfully for him and us, there's no stress fracture there, but he just needs to rest it now. And you know, I touched on it last week. Look, Rhys deserves a lot of credit. I know he's took a little bit of stick by some of the fans, but there's not many lone players nowadays that would go out there and put their body on the line for the club, and he's done that. And maybe a little bit of it's my fault by playing him when he was injured. Maybe I should have let people know what he was doing for the club, because you get a little more respect sometimes that way.
You brought in Ender Stevens, didn't you, to sort of cover. How did he do on his first appearance?
Ender was fantastic. You know, we knew that he had a really good mentality. You know, he made his first team debut against Man United last year, and followed that up with games against Man City and Liverpool. So we knew that mentally he could handle the occasion, and he's a good player. You know, he's a very good defender, and he's one of the players that people don't seem to notice when he plays. But that tells you that he's doing his job really well, you know, and we're lucky to have him.
And it's a good opportunity for him as well to sort of really get some championship football under his belt.
Yeah, he's desperate to play games. You know, he had the opportunity, one or two clubs were in for him. I spoke to Paul Lambert last Thursday, and he's one that's been on my radar for a while now. And as I said, we're pleased to have him, and like the other lone players, he'll get better every game he has.
One of the things that the fans have sort of reflected on from Saturday is they want to see Richie Welland stay at this football club. They were so pleased with the way he played at the weekend. How likely is that? I mean, is that something that you can talk to him at this stage? Are you just going to have to wait and see on that one? And how keen are you to keep him for the long haul?
Look, it's wait and see at this stage, but the one thing, I want Richie here, and Richie wants to stay here. You know, so we'll get the lots of games that we've got coming up in December out the way, and we'll sit down in January. But I can't see that being a problem. You know, Richie, to be fair to him, he's desperate to stay. He loves the clubs, the players, the fans. And you know, the feeling's mutual.
It's often said that a goalkeeper needs amnesia so that when he does make a mistake, he can forget about it and move on. Is Ross Turnbull that type of character?
Yeah, he is. He is. And you know, I said after the game that it was the other player's chance to pull Ross out of it a little bit. You know, and he's done that many times for us this year. He's been absolutely fantastic. You know, he's kept us in games. He's won his points. And I was just delighted that his one mistake that he's made didn't cost us any points on Saturday, and we got the whole thing.
Paul Quinn doesn't score many goals, so what's he been like having got an important one at the weekend?
Yeah, he's buzzing, as they all were. He's took a little bit of stick off the boys for his celebration at the end, but I don't mind that. And one thing we want to do, and we work a lot on our set pieces, I feel we should score more goals from them, because it's really that they're important in any game, you know, for and against. And it was pleasing for me as a manager that we got one on Saturday, but I still feel with the players and the quality we've got, we should be scoring more in these situations.
And are you asking more of those defensive guys? Look, if you're coming up for the set pieces, I want to see you chipping in a bit more as well, because it really worked for this club last year. They've got a few this year, but I suppose there's room for more as well.
Yeah, but we've had a lot of chances from them. You know, we work on our movement, we work on the delivery. You know, and we feel as if we should have had four or five more goals for this situation. So hopefully that's the first of many to come.
How big is this next month? You've got seven games between now and the start of January. A lot can change in that time. You can sort of influence where you're going to go this season with a good run now.
You can, but we can't look too far ahead. You know, and it's been hard to draw a line under the performance on Saturday because of the manner and how we've done it and who we're playing against, you know. But we've got a really tough game coming up against Birmingham that we have to concentrate in that first. We want to pick up as many points as quickly as we can within this period. And I keep saying it, what that then does is the following game, it gives you a little bit of leeway, you know, it takes the pressure off and lets you enjoy it a little bit more, you know, and that'll happen to us tomorrow night. You know, we've got 3 points against QPR. There's a bit of breathing space between the ones beneath us, so we can go down there and have a right good go to them, and then we'll look at the following games.
What do you like about Birmingham?
Lee's somebody I know really well. Came up against him quite a few times when I was at Huddersfield and I was at Oldham. They'll be organised in Zigic, and he's a handful up front. You know, Jesse Lingard's a player I've seen a lot of over the last 3 or 4 years, so they're a threat, you know, and coming on into the game on the back of a good result. I seen them personally last week when they played Blackpool, and we know it's going to be a tough game, but it's a game we've only got down there and pick up points in.
Do they like to have a go, and will it be an open game if that is the case? Do you
think? Yeah, like all these teams, they're organised. Although they've got the big man up there, they do try and play football as well, you know. And as we've seen with us, we tend to play better against the better footballing teams, you know. So I think it'll be an exciting game. You'll have two managers and two teams that will want to win and not settle for the draw. And we'll just got to be wary that we don't get too carried away after Saturday as well, you know. And go into the game, yeah, with a lot of confidence, but by doing the right things and saying that, by showing the same desire and the discipline with and without the ball that we showed on Saturday.
With the way that you are picking up results at the Keepmoat Stadium, chipping in away from home as well will help you continue to move up that table, won't it?
Yeah, it will. It will. And, you know, the last three games, Yeovil at home, Charlton away, QPR, you know, we'd be snapped your hand off at 6 points then before that. You know, and we've got a group of games coming up there. If we can try and keep that run going, you know, we'll be looking upwards rather than downwards.